That's a tougher question. And the biggest challenge, to be honest, much more than federal funding as an issue, is the digital disruption of news and media. And my goal with my colleagues, like Kinsey Wilson and other people, who are much smarter than I am about seeing these things, is to take the public radio mission and model and to transition it into a public radio mission and model that will continue on in a changed contextual world. So we're looking at, you have to be in things like connected cars. And for those of you who don't know what that is, this is really about all of the auto manufacturers are now basically embedding internet radios into their cars. So if you watched, if you watch a lot of shows with car ads right now, they're all about the information systems. It's Pandora and Google, and it has nothing to do with the cars. It's kind of like, they're going to pour lattes for you in your car and everything else. But it's all about information systems. And so what we did is about a year ago, we hopped on this and did a deal with Ford as our first partner to make sure that public radio and NPR had a voice-activated command in those cars. So if you come in, you can go Morning Edition, and it will pull up the last version of Morning Edition at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Or if you want to hear just science segments, it will pull down the last 10 science segments that appeared on Morning
Well,
Edition,
and
or All Things
interestingly, and
Considered.
this is, I think the thing that was, to me, the most novel in this is you can sit in your car in Boston and ask for programming from WBEZ in Chicago. So you can both time travel and travel geographically across the network.
Yeah, which then creates all kinds of issues around the business model. But we don't have a choice. This is what I keep telling people. To not be there, you're going to be replaced. So you'll be gone, and then you're never coming back.